Appointments Committee of Parliament has begun the vetting of nominees by President Mahama for various ministerial positions. A number of the nominees are expected to appear before the committee today to answer questions relating to the ministry they have been appointed to head. We have on the line our parliamentary correspondent Dominic Ologi to update us on the vetting. You welcome, Dominic.
Hello, Ibrahim.
Right, how many appointees are expected to appear and who are they?
Four nominees have been billed to appear before the appointment committee today, even though per the program for the week, 11 appointees will be vetted. For today, the Minister Designate for Lands and Natural Resources, Ni Osamuel, who is a former president of the Ghana Bar Association, was part of the list. He was the first to be quizzed by the MPs. The nominee for the Upper East Region, James Zuga Tiga, is presently before the committee. We are expecting the former Deputy Minister for Fisheries, Aquinas Kwanza, who has been appointed to head the Central Region, to also appear. Also, the former Deputy Minister for Employment and Industrial Relations, Entry Boisiaku Sechere, who is heading to the Eastern Region, will also come before the committee.
Right, but can you tell us some of the issues that have come up in the vetting so far?
Yeah, a number of issues were raised during the vetting of Ni Osamuel, who is going for the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry, on the problem of illegal mining, how lands are being degraded and water bodies polluted. He said if given the nod, he will try to improve upon what is being done to stop illegal mining using the President's Task Force and applying the laws, engaging sensitization and work with chiefs to avoid the practice. He also talked about land tenure system, and he said that the land administration project is ongoing. So if he is given the nod, he will want to build on that to ensure that challenges with ownership and acquisition of land in the country are addressed. He talked about government policy to return lands to the original owners. Thus, he said he will pursue to ensure that land acquired by the government and are not being used for the intended purpose are given back to the original owners.
Right. We will definitely get in touch with you as and when necessary for more updates. So we want to thank you very much for that. So that was our parliamentary correspondent, Dominic Ologi, with that update from Parliament.